Welcome out, everyone. This is our Tuesday, October the 31st, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start this morning with an invocation. I will give that, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our kind Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity to all be here together for Commissioners Court, especially thankful for all those in attendance. We pray that Commissioner Gentry will continue to heal and that she will feel better soon and be able to be back with us. We're thankful for this great country and for our county and our cities in our county. We're thankful for all those that protect us and keep us safe and protect our freedoms here and abroad. We are thankful for thy son, Jesus Christ, and for his atoning sacrifice. And we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. 2B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. D are budget amendments. We don't have any today. Item 2E is accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item 2F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, list of positions and salaries, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to record stated items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to record the stated items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3 is hear annual presentation by the Upshur TEA.
First off, I'd like to say how much we appreciate Upshur County for what they do for our organization, because without them, we couldn't do the things that we do. And I'd like to read what all we are involved in. We adopt a band at Christmas, adopt a home resident, backpacks for food for students, the clothes closet and the food pantry, 4-H college scholarships, 4-H leader project training camps, Friends of Upshur County Library, Hannah House Maternity Home, Historic Upshur Museum, Open Door Pregnancy Help Center, Nursing Home Valentine's and Easter Parties, Safe Haven Equine Rescue, Windridge Therapeutic Riding Facility, Upshur County Courthouse Christmas Tree, Upshur County Volunteer Fire Departments, and the Yam Pie and Canning Contest. And by doing this, we have a number of 3,107 hours, volunteer hours for this year, and the value into the community was $90,846.95.
And that's just something we can get recorded.
Yeah. We have some people who don't put their hours down, but this is just what I sent into the state this year. So we would like to have this week proclaimed TDA week by the judge. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robbie. We appreciate everything y'all do. And we look forward to tomorrow morning, too.
Yes, we look forward to being there.
Item four is discuss and take action to approve resolution declaring November TEEA month in Upshur County.
I'll move that we declare November TEEA month in Upshur County.
Second.
The motion is by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to name November TEEA month in Upshur County. Those in favor?
Aye.
We'll put this resolution in the record. Item five is discuss and take action to approve resolution authorizing county grant to Meals on Wheels Ministry. This is from the department, the Texas Department of Agriculture, and it's our annual grant that we give Meals on Wheels.
I move that we authorize the grant of the Meals on Wheels Ministries.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the grant to the Meals on Wheels Ministry. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to approve memorandum of understanding between Upshur County and the Texas Attorney General regarding the placement of Wi-Fi in the courthouse. The Texas Attorney General has court here in this courtroom every month, and they would like to put Wi-Fi here in this building. I've talked to Estella about it, and all we say in this memorandum of understanding is that we will provide them a secure place to put it. They're going to take care of all the expenses for it. And Estella says that the closet in here in the blower room would work fine.
I'll make that motion.
Will they be the only ones to log on to it?
Yes, they'll be the only ones to log on to it. You make that motion?
Yes, sir, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolution with the Attorney General for Wi-Fi in the courthouse. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Yeah. Here, let me. I've got one up here.
Okay.
And then you can just take it and you can get it to them. And then when they get their signature on it,
yes,
just bring it back to me and we'll record it.
Yes, sir.
Item seven is discuss and take action to request that the county auditor conduct the required annual audit of the sheriff's office, district attorney's office, and constable precinct two of all seized and or forfeited property under the Code of Criminal Procedure, Chapter 59. These are the annual audits that we're required by law to ask the auditor to perform. I smile because it's strange to me that the court has to ask her to do it when she's she has the authority to do it anyway.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to request that the county auditor perform the stated audits. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item eight is discuss and take action to approve Verizon agreement for election administrator. Lori's not. Can you explain to the court what this is?
So this is an agreement so I can have hotspots at every polling location. And it's cheaper this way to do an agreement instead of doing it every time.
I'm going to approve the Verizon agreement for the elections administrator.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve the Verizon agreement for the election administrator. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Lori. Item nine is discuss and take action to adopt COBRA rates for FY 2018. We haven't done this in a long time, and I agree with the auditor, it's probably the court's responsibility to adopt these annually. These rates were provided by Health First.
Is this, if adopted, which it probably will, does this go out into all the employees? They get a copy of this?
We don't have it normally done, but we can.
I mean, it might be important for them to understand what they have available to them and what it costs. I make a motion that we approve the COBRA rates for FY 2018.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the suggested COBRA rates for FY 2018. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.